Yeah, we can just hold it like that and just talk. Oh, and we can have music playing in the background.
But what about copyright?
What do you mean? Oh, the copyright infringement? We'll worry about that when we get big enough.
When they knock it at our door.
Yeah. Oh, you guys can't play that music. Understand. We understand.
You're saying, coding? No.
Yeah.
Take it off your site. We're not getting no money off the
top. Straight like that.
Because niggas like you act like the Cleveland Cavaliers have not had their pick at players for the past three seasons.
Nigga, three seasons?
What you mean? Haven't had a pick of players?
Three seasons?
How's Cleveland had its biggest players?
Huh?
How? How's Cleveland had its biggest players? Like, all right, they get Kevin Love came through. That was through a trade, which might not even have been a good trade because Andrew Wiggins there probably could have been more effective younger.
What are we talking about?
I'm trying to figure out what you mean.
Like, a nigga that has fanboys, a few fanboys that follow him around. Cleveland has had a crap ton of players, dog. Has had a crap ton of players, whether if they re-sign him or not. Like, where's Iman Shumpert at? What happened to him?
He got traded. He's in Sacramento, I believe.
Fool's move. I would have traded JR to Sacramento.
Like, instead of Iman?
Yeah. It's so funny, dog. And this is why. This is my personal opinion. Every single time I watch J.R.
You watching
Smith,
the TV show.
Yeah, that's what he watching.
No. What TV show?
He got a TV show with his girl. Tiana Taylor. Iman and Tiana.
Oh.
Yeah.
You realize that Iman ain't put out that many points in the last.
He didn't.
He don't put up points at all. He's just a defender.
That last play.
Or J.R. But I was still.
JR could still put up points.
Not Kevin Love. I'm
just hear me out. JR wanted the playoff game,
just
actually.
Let me say this.
We ain't say he won it, but he went 6-6.
Can I just say this? Every single time I watch JR Smith play, whether it feels against my team or just scrolling past the TV or watching an actual game, a playoff game, niggas always missing, bro. I wouldn't want, like, he's always legit firing.
You watching at the wrong time.
Nah, bro. The nigga's stats are not good.
He's streaky. He's a streaky dude. So, it's hard for me to say, like, all right, yeah, you can watch. Going and off. Now, you got to watch JR because when he gets hot, he gets hot. But when he's not,
JR might get hot.
JR can be coldest. But, like,
JR
really
might
cold,
get hot
man.
In the first 5 minutes and make the first 12 points, and then that's the rest
that's
of the
it.
Game.
That's it.
And he might just get steals and blocks or some shit like
that. Yeah.
That's how he is.
But, bro, there's still, like, there's at least three better players on the Celtics team than JR.
So
three.
I guess my thing is.
You really don't agree
who's
with
better,
that?
Who's better than LeBron on the Celtics?
Who's better than LeBron? Nobody.
Nobody.
That's what I'm saying. So, like I said, LeBron's number one, but there is literally four other players on the Celtics that are better than the second best player on the Cleveland.
Four, bruh.
Like, I just named them to you.
Maybe.
You got Horford, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, and Terry Rozier. All of them. I'd rather have all of them. They're more effective than everybody right now.
More effective because of the system that we're in.
No. I might even take
You keep saying
I would say
effective.
Marcus Smart, but he would be just dangling out there because he's still more effective right now.
Yeah, I mean you're saying more effective, but that's our game plan.
Yeah,
like
not
we're not talking
plan,
about individual
nigga.
Players. You're talking about. A game
I'm even
plan.
Talking about talent, bro. Talent wise,
like,
bro. Talent wise, the only person that you can kind of say is Kevin Love. Who you kind of like, once he lost the weight, he don't rebound like he used to. He's not the same Minnesota Kevin Love. So he is not as talented as he was. Nah, dog. He's just not. He's not that. He's a three-point shooter. You know what I mean? And all right, one of that.
I
don't say trash. He is not trash.
If you're not consistent, bro, you're trash.
No, he's not trash.
You're not consistent, bro, you're trash.
Kevin Love is not trash. He's still a good basketball
niggas
player.
Niggas give this nigga so much credit, bro. That's the same nigga that's fucking shooting up duds every fucking year in the fucking finals, bro. Come on. Nigga some trash. Nigga be shooting up threes and just brick. Licorice. Brick.
That's why we need him back. Licorice. That's why he needs to be more effective in the post where he used to be. So he can actually, you know... That's why I kind of get lost. Why, like, I know they're NBA players and you can shoot outside and be more effective, but you know when you start inside and you build your way out, you're more effective.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So I still don't understand that. Yeah. I still don't understand that, bro.
All I'm saying is, man, niggas out here folding, and it's because of our coach. We have a great coach, and that's the honest reason why I think we're winning.
I got a good coach.
Huh?
I got a good coach. Brad Stevens, he's
a
really good coach.
I mean, like...
Hell, he brought Butler to that national championship twice.
This could be top two coach, top three coach of all time.